So these are among the reasons that people talk about. You know, today, it looks like the non-smoking status may be as good a predictor as any. Yes, it's more often in women. And there was an excellent poster, I thought, by a Dr. Pham from Memorial Sloan Kettering on this. They took something like 255 tumor samples and looked for the mutation. And they did it by smoking history. And, of course, the mutation rates were highest, like 50% of the patients, in the never smokers. But people with a very low smoking history, 1 to 15 pack years, now I don't think we see too many of these patients, but nonetheless, 1 to 15 pack years had a 40% mutation rate. People with more than a 75 pack year history, there was only a small number of patients in his sample, had 0% mutations. But people with 16 to 75 pack years had a less than 10% mutation rate. So I thought that was very helpful to look at that. The other thing that was interesting was that people who were more than 25 years since they'd smoked, no matter what their prior history was, had a pretty good chance of having the mutation. There were interesting papers from Korea and from Europe looking at primary therapy with either gefitinib or erlotinib. And in non-smokers from Korea, and we know in Asia the mutation rate is much higher than in Western Europe or North America, they had a 60% response rate as primary single therapy, which was interesting. In Europe, they had about a 40% in their non-smokers, which is very interesting. So I think we'll be looking at some algorithms of either determining from a molecular standpoint or from demographic standpoint whether a patient is in a likely category or an unlikely category to be a responder. And maybe Dr. Pham's smoking information is the most interesting on that. And then whether we should start with chemo or start with a TK inhibitor. In Asia, I think that'll be more of a consideration than it will be in North America, Europe.
Are there any strong phenotypic predictors of response in smokers?
I think it's too early to know that right now. That's a very interesting question because still, in the smoking population, 16 to 75 pack years, that probably fits most of our patients. There was a 9% mutation rate. Now, will we find out that the mutations will be different in these people than others? Or is this the general population that would get it anyway? I think it's too early to know that. But I think we also need to see what the duration of response will be. I think we may find the duration of response to these agents may be a little less good than what we thought of before, but they are valuable, interesting agents. Indeed, the mere fact that hopefully soon we'll be able to target the right patients for these drugs is also interesting, but they're clearly not going to be helpful to everybody. I think it would be very difficult to discover in the smoking population who's going to be a responder.